Piero, 4 pre-season games in now, and it looks to be coming along nicely.
Yeah, I mean, we've been in 2-3 weeks now. We had a week away, and I think that really helped with all the new lads settling in and getting to know each other on and off the pitch. And so far, it's been going pretty smoothly.
Yeah, and well, they say that results don't matter in pre-season friendlies, but 13 goals in 4 matches now, surely got to be good for the confidence and momentum as well.
Yeah, of course, the gaffer's been reiterating the fact that they finished the season last season a bit unbeaten, so wanted to carry that on, and we have so far, and we'll try and keep doing that for as long as possible.
Yeah, and of course, could have been more tonight than the 4, but chances are being created, which shows that things on the training ground must be working.
Yeah, today we could have scored a lot more, maybe should have, but in football, you know, nothing's guaranteed and sometimes they don't go in. But as long as you keep creating the chances, you keep doing what you're doing, eventually they start going in.
Yeah, and obviously it's a key part of pre-season, obviously, is the fitness, the formation, but also the integration of new players. And you're one of new 8 players to arrive at United. How are things coming along for you?
Really well. The boys, it's a great group here and really welcoming, and they let everyone express themselves and everyone's gelled really well. And like I said, that week away in Holland helped that even more, so it quickened up the process, and now it's a really tight group.
Yeah, I was going to mention that, actually, the trip away, 4 or 5 days for all the new players, and players such as yourself that are, you know, getting to know players. It's other players that have been at the club for a longer time. It's quite a valuable experience for everyone.
Yeah, like I said, you're there for a week, and obviously you're in the same complex. There's not much to do elsewhere. You're together on and off the pitch, breakfast, lunch, dinner. And obviously, you're sharing a room with someone and you just get to know people. And also, it helps on the pitch because you're playing with new players and people like to do different movements. So you have to start learning about your teammates. And I think we've started to do that really well.
Yeah, and as well as your teammates, obviously playing against opposition from other European countries and slightly different level of technical ability, has that helped your game at all, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the teams we played gave us a real tough test because the way they play isn't exactly what we'd meet every week in League Two, and it really did test your intelligence and your concentration because they moved the ball really well and their movement was very sharp, so it gave us another way of playing where we might not have the ball as much, but we can still pick up the results.
And obviously, going into the weekend and next Tuesday, a couple of slightly higher level games, Ipswich on Saturday, Aston Villa next Tuesday. And now those games, I would imagine, played at a higher intensity.
Yeah, we're only 2 or 3 weeks away from the season. So these last 3 games, you're going to start picking up the tempo, and especially the next 2 against a tough opposition. And you're going to have to work really hard to, because you might not have the ball as much, but you just have to deal with it, and when you get it, you've got to look after it and try and hurt them. And then Braintree, the last game, it's going to be a tough test because it's the last game, so it's going to almost be like a proper league game because it's the last one, so everyone wants to give it their all to make sure they're ready.
Exactly, but you're happy with your form and your fitness so far? You feel like you're on track for the big kick-off against Barnet?
Yeah, everything's going smoothly, like I said, and we've still got 2-3 weeks, so we're going to have plenty of training sessions. That will be probably a bit of fitness and a lot of tactical work, so we're just going to be keep improving.